Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
To prepare for their 1968 mission to the moon, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins trained in the desert out west. One day, they ran into an elderly Native American man. He recognized him from TV and asked them for a favor. "My tribe believes sacred spirits live on the moon," he said. "Could you give them a message for us?" The astronauts agreed. So he had them memorize a phrase in his native language. They asked him what it meant. "I can't tell you," he said. "It's a secret between our tribe and the moon spirits." What happened next was one of the most interesting skirmishes in the old war between past and future, natives and colonizers, tradition and technology. Kind of like the battle we're currently fighting with the big tech companies. You know, Facebook, Apple, Google, Twitter, and so on. We let them into our lives, which they promised to make better. They did, sort of. But they also stole our privacy, poisoned our politics, wasted our time, stressed out our children. Meanwhile, they've made fortunes off our personal information and their skill in addicting us to their products. In the past year, Congress has held many hearings and introduced dozens of bills to protect us from these invaders. The measures would strip social media companies of legal liability for the harm they cause and strengthen privacy protections. Also prevent the tech giants from using their monopoly power to maximize profits and smother competition. But the industry has lobbied successfully to block these efforts. Reminds me of what happened to Native Americans when the white man arrived with all that wealth and technology. The locals never had a chance. That geezer in the desert who met Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins, he must have had the same thought. When the astronauts returned to their base that day, they searched for an expert who understood the man's language. They finally found somebody and repeated the words they'd memorized. Their translator burst out laughing. Then he told them the meaning of that message. "Don't believe a single word these white men tell you. They've come to steal your land." I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.